We're living in a world that is becoming increasingly materialistic and transactional. Most people are for the here and now, not caring about the future. But then sometimes someone decides to make a difference. They step out of their comfort zone to give back to the society and to the community. Our guest this week, Latika Tukral, is one such person. After a long stint as a banker, she decided to make a difference and to give back to the world around her. She got together with some like-minded people to set up I Am Gurgaon, an organization which has made the city of Gurgaon breathable, lovable, and beautiful. Thank you, Latika, for this. So let's welcome Latika to this platform of Women Trailblazers. As you know, Latika, we are here to learn, motivate, and grow with each other. We're all like-minded women who want to inspire each other. So without much further ado, let's get going. So, kind of an icebreaker. So, a bit about your early life, your childhood. Just tell us something about that.
Okay. So, I was born in Durgapur. My dad was in the steel plant, and we are three siblings. I'm the eldest. I have a younger brother and a younger sister. And we grew up in Delhi. Initial years, we moved to Delhi, and most of our life I've studied in the hostel. I was in Pillani, Billa schools. Mm-hmm. Then came to Delhi in 9, studied in St. Thomas School, went to Hindu College, and then did a 2-year international hotel management. Worked with the ITC hotels for, I'm a management trainee from there, worked with them for a year, for 2.5 years, and then joined Citibank. Citibank career was a long 18 years. I worked with them right through, and that was the, in real sense, the only job I've done after ITC hotels. And I've been doing I Am Gurgaon for 14 years. So after quitting Citi, this is what co-founded I Am Gurgaon, and this is what's been happening for the last so many years.
Okay, so from a banker.
I have two boys.
Sorry, yeah.
I have two boys, mm-hmm. both are working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and a husband.
And a husband, of course.
Okay, so from a banker to I Am Gurgaon, how did that happen?
It wasn't planned. Most of these articles which come out and say that I quit Citibank to start I Am Gurgaon, which is not the truth. Basically, I took a sabbatical. After so many years, we were allowed to take a sabbatical at Citi. I took a 3-month sabbatical and decided that I want to spend some more time with my boys, who were 10 and 12 at that time.
Okay.
And I never went back. And I didn't know what I was going to do next. I just took a break, kept on working. One of the things was to go and join an NGO. I was looking at not-for-profit organizations, and at that time, NGOs have also opened up a lot, but at that time it was very close, protected, thing with the NGOs, where they like people from social sector. Mm-hmm. And of course it's opened up a lot. And then I just one fine day decided that I want to do something for the city. And some of us who had moved into city to Gurgaon in earlier years, we moved into Gurgaon in 96. And we moved into early years, and we were seeing the whole, urbanization and the way it was growing in a haphazard manner. Many of us got together to say that should we do something. And three of us, Wanzel, myself, and Abhika, we decided that let's formalize this. Otherwise what happens is that you're saying, oh, I'm volunteering, I'm doing, but let's formalize it. And I Am Gurgaon came up. So we three were co-founders, and the team of people joined us. And that's it. And I thought I'll be working half a day, and we'll have lots more to do, or I didn't know what I was thinking. But it consumed me. There was nothing like half a day. It has taken over my life 24 hours a day. And it kept evolving. I did not know where would this last so long. No, I had no idea. And it just kept on evolving.
So you had quit City by then?
Yeah, I had quit City.
And you never thought of going back into banking or anything?
No. I knew I was done with the corporate world, that I would do something of my own, or I would join something small or whatever. It was some divine intervention that IIM Gurgaon got set up. And immediately after a year, Ambika said that she doesn't want to do it anymore. Swanzil wanted to do it easy because she already had a job and her kids. And then there were her husband, Atul, and I carried on. So some people came, quit, whatever kept happening. I carried on. I didn't have an option. You know, when you get your friends and relatives and people you know to give you funds, you're responsible for them. And I didn't have a choice. And this went on. And one thing led to another.
Okay, so obviously, I mean, you start an NGO, it's not an easy thing. And of course, at that point, maybe it was even tougher. So some of the challenges that you faced.
So IIM Gurgaon has been a very tough journey. Of course, today, nothing succeeds like success. And I can, you know, bask in that glory of how much we have created for the city. But initial years were very tough. First of all, I had very little knowledge of what it means to run an NGO. What does it mean to run your own, you know, setup? Secondly, when you're working on working for the city, it's not that simple. You know, there are people are always looking at you to wonder why are we doing what we are doing, what is our interest in this. So there is cynicism. There are people thinking you are here for money. So all kinds of thoughts are going on with people. People can't understand that. Why would you give up your career? Why would you do? You know, why would you be involved in taking up something like you know, setting up an NGO? It must be to do with earning money, or so those were at the back of your, you know, you were dealing with that. Secondly, you could understand that you're working, you giving your time to the city. I mean, none of us are paid, so we work voluntarily. The whole core group works voluntarily. We don't take any money out of IIM Gurgaon. And I couldn't deal with that. I work so hard. How is it that people pass remarks about you? You know, how is it that you are judged all the time? So those were your own personal troubles which you had to deal with, and then you had people with personal interest, so they would attack you. You would have people filing vigilance. I've gone through vigilance inquiry. I've gone through court cases. We've gone through income tax commissioner calling us up. You know, all kinds of people reach a kind of our troublemakers. Then there are set of people who are jealous of what you're doing. So you're dealing with a lot of these as issues of someone who wants to do good. And then land is prime, where that's money. So you are actually asking people to move out of the land which they had encroached. You had to deal with those kind of people. Of course, they didn't like it. And then you had to learn the job. You know, you had to understand what to do. You had to figure out how this, you know, whole planting business works, you know, and how do you raise funds? How do you get things working? You know, yeah. I mean, I didn't know one tree from the other. I didn't know what it means to be standing in the forest and doing something. But we are all intelligent people. Common sense is something which we all have in abundance, I think. And that's what helped me. And I worked very, very hard, learned, spent time on the ground, literally learned on the ground. And then first few years were very, very tough. You had people, the newspaper, the media would write about you. You know, some people would kind of think that you don't know, you don't know your job, and or they didn't know what we were doing. So those kind of things would happen. But nothing succeeds like success.
Absolutely.
Once you have shown what you have done, I don't think anybody has today can turn around and say, they can turn around and say that, hey, they're making money. Barring that, they can't turn around that we haven't done a good job. So that's something we have overcome. And you still have a lot of challenges. You still are fighting at every side. People who have who encroach land, who kind of move into the government land, taking them out from there is very tough.
Yeah.
And the rich are the worst. The poor are anyway you can throw them out, but the rich are more prone to use all kinds of pull, reach out to people, find ways of trying to put you down. And we've been lucky too, because there is a huge amount of responsibility in many ways been given to you by the government to deliver the projects which we have done. It's not a small thing to trust a group of people, give land. We could be doing anything there,
yeah.
But trust us. And I'm glad that we have kept up with the trust, and one project has led to it. We're doing 7-8 projects in the city.
Wow.
So it's not all what we are doing. So it's, I think, I feel that it's the integrity with which we have done everything, plus the trust which the government agencies have on us. I don't think any other city has been able to do as much as we have been able as one NGO. Who has worked with the government and proactively done so much work.
So which year did you start Ayan Gurgaon?
The 14 years, 209 hona chahiye?
2008.
Eight.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me challenges, yes, but any challenges that you face because you're a woman?
I'm a personality type, so for me to say that a woman doesn't, I'm tougher than men. I think what used to upset me, how people run you down. They think you're doing this because you're a bored housewife. I've heard these comments many times by these IS officers also, and by many people. Oh, these are bored housewives who are doing planting trees and all that stuff. You have to take it in your stride. Like I said, initial years, you would get upset. I would have breakdown. I would cry. I say, I can't understand how people run you down. Mm. But as you get into, for the period of time you work on, you start learning the ropes of the system, you kind of ignore them. Then you have a lot of people who stand by you and kind of support you in terms of giving you advice and listening to what the issues we are facing. So I think as a woman, of course, tougher is that you have to deal with men. So you're only dealing with men. You're only fighting men on the and nobody hears you. Nobody likes to take order from women. Whether it's a contractor, whether it is any officer, and nobody likes it. But I just learned to, work as hard as them. So nobody can turn around, no officer, no contractor, nobody can turn around, or Amalis or something, that we don't work as hard as they do. So when you work, you walk the shop, you walk the ground, you know everything what's happening on the ground, then they start respecting you. they start respecting you for in 45 degrees, you are also on the ground as they are.
Yeah.
You are there on the site. I haven't ever sat in the office and given orders. I've always been on the site. Every of our project, I have stood by with the team and delivered it. So I think you learn to get their respect because you are doing you are with them.
Mm-hmm.
And is it? I sometimes feel maybe it's also helped because sometimes people can't attack you as a woman as they could do to a man, or I can't put my arms around a man and get things done. So I don't know. But this is something we face in. Yeah, and this is something you face in corporate world also.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There are two women up now. There are too many women, but at our time there used to be very few women working. I mean, I used to go to Punjab as a territory. There weren't many women who were doing that.
Yeah.
So I used to always say, you know, I had young kids. I used to run home, so you could never say that in the evening I can go and party with people. So you had same challenges while working in the corporate world also. You can't go and put your arms around, you know, your boss and chat up and all that stuff because you don't have the time and you don't know how to do this because just it's the time issue.
So, okay, so a wife, a mother, and of course, a banker earlier and now working full time for this. So any secrets to balancing the different facets of your life?
You know, I always said that when I was a working woman, when I was working in the bank, I was very efficient. I used to travel 10 days a month. My kids were both in school. They would go for birthday parties. I had all their gifts sorted out. I would come down, homework, projects, whatever. So you could do everything because you were efficient. As you stop working, you always have the liberty of time and you say, hey, listen, I will do it. So I think, and now, of course, after I left the corporate world, I had a bit of flexibility because I operate from home. And no, it's not easy. Initial years, I think my husband also found it very difficult to deal with that I was working over the weekend. You know, sometimes you're working over the weekend because Saturday, Sunday is when you can do your dealing with the people, you know, in terms of things that are happening in the city. And also you're not earning, you know, I was an equal earning member of the family and then you stop earning. So initial years are tough because you miss your own money. Your husband misses that money. So, you know, the whole household is disturbed. But slowly, slowly things fall in place. They learn to appreciate you for what you are doing. And but initially it wasn't because, you know, when I was in city, I had a kind of a demarcation in my in terms of when I came home, it was only home.
Yeah.
But when I joined IIM Gurgaon, everything was IIM Gurgaon. You know, I mean, there is work, but it could be any time. I could get a call any time. There could be a crisis any time.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't I still remember in the middle of, I think it was 9 at night or something, there was a fire at the biodiversity park. I'm just saying, a fire at the biodiversity park, you have planted trees, you ran, and you know, and now who can understand why am I running to a biodiversity park at 9 at night because there's fire? So something or the other keeps happening. Every day there's a crisis. You have 150 people working for you. There is somebody's breaking your fence, somebody is doing something. I mean, every minute is a crisis.
Never ending, basically. Yeah. Never ending thing.
There is a flooding which has happened and you're doing your project, so you're worried that I hope what you have done, there is no flooding, you know. So you kind of take on the responsibility of the city.
So Latika, if you look back on your life, so mother, banker, also, what has been your biggest success? IIM Gurgaon or
So I think Citibank, I give full credit to what I'm doing to Citibank. It trained us to become what we are today. And I think that was a great training ground. It was one of the best places to work for. Come with a huge number of friends. Not friends, but there are advisors, there are people you work with, you learn so much. And it taught you to think big. It taught you to live with integrity. And I think the success of IIM Gurgaon, if I were to say for myself as an individual and why IIM Gurgaon is what it is, I think it's because the way I spent my 18 years in the bank. And what I learned helped me to make IIM Gurgaon what it is today. I always thought big. I'm always thinking big. Nobody can put me down, and that's what city did to you. For me, I can do any dirty work on the ground. And I did that in city also. We have gone and stood next to a car when you were selling loans and cleaning the car also because you wanted people to take loans. You know what I mean? So for me, no job is small. I can go and do anything you ask me to do, any work which is the work required to achieve something, I will do it. And that's something we learned as part of a city culture. And I think they're two different. Citibank gave me money and gave me stature, and that allowed us to take the step which we took after so many years. When I quit working, our financial condition was okay for us to live on one salary. You know, of course, you love that two salary, and I was not earning small money, but we could still do it. So I think city, it was a very special part of my life. I don't want to ever say I'm not grateful for what city did to us. And IIM Gurgaon is divine intervention. I can't give any other name to it. It is God's will. This is what I think. There can't be. I mean, who can do what is happening in the city? It's totally that we are chosen one to do what we are doing. And that's how I feel.
So that means the success, your biggest success, you count as the training that you got while you were at City, which enabled you to do and get to where you are today. Am I right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
So when you're doing something like running an NGO, you deal with all kinds of people. So there must be days when you feel a little frustrated or demotivated or so how do you kind of rise up to the occasion? So how do you basically keep yourself motivated?
Oh, there are days I want to run away. And last few 1 or 2 years, I've been saying I don't want to do this shit anymore. It's really, really stressful. You know, like nobody understands in the city if I say I can't come for a lunch or I can't meet you. Nobody, they think, what am I doing? You know, it's not work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
It is work. It is full-time work. It is, there is a commitment. There is a full commitment with everything you take up. And, there are many days I want to give up. Many, 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 many days. And then you go into the forest which you have created. And then you go. And then there will be somebody who will say, who's happy. You will send you a message to say, I was there and thank you for, you know, what you did. And then you also know that you don't have a choice. If I want to give up also, I can't just walk away. You know, if you're working in a corporate world, you can resign. You can say, I don't want to do this anymore. How can you walk away from here? This is something you've created. There is a commitment to the government agencies. There's commitment to the sponsors, to people who have given you money. I can't run away. And there is a huge involvement in whatever you're doing. And you know what happens to me? So when I say I will not do anymore and I'm going to run away, and then there will be a space which I'll see it needs working on, or there is a corporate who says calls up and says, I have some money and we want to do a project. My all frustration goes away and I'm running to take up another project. So it's, I feel I'm a person in a hurry, because every day you delay, the place is encroached or it will go away. And this is our city. Whatever we can do, anyway, we are living in a mess. The city is not something. I mean, when we started, we thought we will change the city. I don't think we've been able to, but we've been able to do a lot, which we hadn't done. Can you imagine what the city would be? So if I were to just give some numbers, we have saved about 750 acres of forest area.
Wow.
In the city. So which means walkways, which means forest corridors, which means creating forests, restoring forests, creating public spaces. And today Gurgaon has some public spaces because we have worked hard to create them for people. And for people from all walks of life. So when you go to a Chakarpur Wazirabad Band, or you go to a Badshahpur Forest Corridor and you see poor people walking there on their cycle and walking with pride, I think it's well worth it. They're not getting killed on the road. They are walking with dignity. They're not going through dirty spaces. And that's how the cities are. I mean, you have to involve everybody. You have to work with people from all walks of life.
That's true.
So there are bad days, very bad days. But that's in the corporate world also. There are many times I wanted to quit, and then another thing happens.
Yeah.
So many times. And now I want to take it easy. I want to slow down. So doing this to slow down, we are trying to put together a team. Till now we were all volunteers. We were all people who were not paid. So we'll work on paid team, get some, I don't think we have the option to close down IIM Gurgaon. Things like this don't get
work, so, yeah.
We have thought about it many times. We have all internally spoken about it, but I don't think we have to keep running till a day comes and it can't, but till then we'll keep running.
So
you can't pause.
No, you cannot. So you see yourself doing this 10 years from now as well, or maybe something else?
I don't
along know. With this maybe.
So I don't know. I don't know how 14 years have gone by. I know that I want to take a backseat, which is what I'm working on. I'm not going to do frontline execution. Slowly, I'm trying to move away. We are hiring people to take that front end. And we'll work on the advisory, strategy, raising funds, and not do day-to-day working on the ground. That's what I want to. Let's see what happens. But this is what I'm working towards.
Okay, so 10 years.
So there's so much more I can do.
Different?
What? Who knows? Each day, each year is what it is. Somebody or the other will keep coming to take on. But I don't know. I mean, just now there's been a change in our life. Mohit is moving to the US.
Really?
And I'm going to. Yeah, and he goes in April. For 2 years, so I am going to do up and down. So who knows from where what comes up. So these are automatic changes will happen in our lives and in terms of my day-to-day involvement in IIM Gurgaon. But the big picture, I think I still continue to hold in terms of looking for projects, working with the government agencies, working with the corporates. So yeah.
So many years of working, and so today you're at a stage where you can reflect upon your life and maybe share some of your learnings with us. I mean, as an individual, as a woman, what do you think you've learned in your life?
So I feel I've always been a very grounded person. in terms of course, when you start, there is a career. You got married, and I did want to have kids. Today, what happens is, and I remember when I was working, all the young people would get married and you know, were totally career oriented. I would always turn around and tell them, there's time for everything. So if you want to have kids, don't delay it. You know, those kind of, so you always played a role of, you know, motivating women, your younger colleagues, work with them, sharing your, you know, learnings of working with, you know, in terms of how you dealt with stress. And there is not just, you know, for women, there is a lot of stress. The stresses of managing a home. There's not necessarily that all of us could be lucky where your spouses are also contributing to, you know, as being part of running the home, or they're supportive. But there are women who have in-laws to deal with. Like, I also had my in-laws living with me, but in-laws to deal with, they don't have a situation. So, you know, you kind of, and it's a tough, you know, like I still remember my son was, you know, my son would have 103 fever. I have a meeting in Bombay. I have to go. I don't have a choice. You can't say I can skip. You know, you have a board meeting, or you have some meeting which you cannot get out of. So you need to do that balancing. And I did a lot of balancing in my corporate world. One, that job was important. I took full 1 month off, which was allowed as per the, you know, leave policy. I took time out. I would leave. I would, as and when I had the option of, I would leave on time to reach home to be with the kids. And so I did a lot of balancing, and I didn't allow people to call me at night unless it was necessary. So I did, and I could do this kind of, you know, jacket my life in personal to corporate. I could switch off. The minute I reached home, I switched off on the bank. And when I reached the bank, I switched off home. Quite a bit I could do. So I think personally, and also another thing which I feel all women need to do is, you have to set your boundaries. You have to set your boundaries in terms with what you will do and what you won't do in terms of work, you know, or your timing. And your bosses learn to deal with it. You know, I had a boss who, when I had my first child, the second child, I was still feeding. And after 4 months, we had to get back to work, and I was still feeding. He had told the team that Latika leaves at 5 o'clock. You want a meeting, do it before 5. So you kind of work with the, you know, you got all these set up. Now you can turn around and say that, hey, listen, I'm not going to get my promotion because I'm moving early. So it be. You know, you make those choices. You decide to do what you want to do. And I think, I've never played a woman role. The woman card, saying that because I'm a woman, I need to be treated differently or whatever. You did what you could do in terms of, and what was expected of you.
Yeah. But of course, you are woman at the end of the day. So yeah, all these things about children and, you know, being on leave, you know, maternity leave and all those things. I mean, yes, those
absolutely are given to you, and they give it to you. But if there is, you know, I still remember my dad was in the hospital, and I had a very stressful job, and we had some 14, 15, 20 people, I don't know, quit on that. And I was handling the phone banking. I had to do both. You know, I had to be at the hospital and as well as at work. You know, I couldn't say that because my dad's at the hospital, I won't come here. So you kind of, I used to sometimes go to work at 5 in the morning and leave at 9 and then go to the hospital and do all kinds of things. So they respect you. You know, if women take that stance of saying that it's my work, I'll manage how I manage. So they people appreciate you for what you know want to you know how you want to take your job. And if you're going to say, hey, listen, my dad's in the hospital and I can't, and if this is a crisis, too bad, obviously everybody's going to turn around and say this is a women issue, you know.
So yeah, or so my, you, if my, use the fact that you're a woman to get out of work.
Absolutely. And I never did it. I never ever did it, whether my son was unwell. And I used to deal with, there were 200 women working for me at a time. And I remember people in the canteen bitching, saying that my son is so unwell and I can't take off and all that. And I had women supporting me and saying her son is also unwell and she's at work. You know what I mean? So you're led by example. And I think one of the things you have to do is to lead by example.
Yeah.
If you don't lead by example, you're going to play a different role than people are watching you.
Of course.
And I think that's what one has done in I Am Durga also. Mm. One has led by example. I do any menial job. There is nothing which I would not do. If I'm walking and if there is, this gutka packets lying on the ground, thrown, plastic, I will pick up in front of my team member or a Mali or a supervisor, because that's my job. You know what I mean to say? That's what I am telling them to do. So I can also pick up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they appreciate it.
Yeah.
They look, they know she knows her job.
Correct. And she's willing to do it.
All
right. So a woman who's done well for herself, who is very well known in the city. Everybody's heard of Latika Thukral. How do men react to this?
Men means my husband.
Maybe your husband, maybe any man for that matter. A successful woman, how does the world look towards a successful woman?
You know, I was narrating this story to someone. So when I quit City, so when I used to work for City and you went and to a party and you said, what do you do? And I said, City. So they looked up to you and say, oh, she must be smart. And then for a period of time, I was doing nothing. And you said, I sit at home. So they all no, not interested in talking. I mean, your whole intelligence went because you had that a kind of visiting card, which was Citibank. And now, initial years, I don't think anybody cared about I was doing I Am Durga and all. Mm. But today, I think a lot of people know about it. And sometimes men, I think people who appreciate. And I don't think it's got to do with a man or a woman. They appreciate for the work you do. And I don't think, and the people who don't want to appreciate, they always are cynical and they will, they will call you aggressive. They will call you, they'll call you names. So it's fine. Hmm. I don't care. I really don't care what anybody thinks of me any longer. At 57, who the hell cares what anybody thinks, right?
That is true.
I don't care.
But in general,
and I don't care at all, whoever it be, whether anybody's running you down, you have to do your work.
Right. So, but you think men look at successful women differently, or it doesn't really matter?
Of course. They do 100%. I'm telling you, this is an example. I would, all of a sudden they looked at you saying that she must be an intelligent woman because she's working with Citibank. And today also, I think, It's not about they're looking at me as a successful woman or not, but there is somebody who's doing something. Some people might think I'm not, I don't know if I'm successful or not, but they do for sure. All men look up to successful women.
Okay, so there is that admiration or there is that appreciation of the fact that yes, she's doing well for herself.
100%. I think so. And I can say this because I do get a lot of kudos from my husband too and people around me and all that. So, for sure.
Okay. So, tell me something. Of course, you were a banker and then you moved to running an NGO. But nowadays, there are a lot of people who are, in their mid-40s or even early 40s or whatever, changing careers in terms of suddenly, for want of some other example, a banker becoming an author or somebody becoming a farmer, things which are unheard of maybe for our generation or whatever. So why do you think people are doing it? I mean, at least I had seen people, you know, picking on a career and then sticking onto it, you know, for the rest of their lives. But now it's no longer true. Suddenly somebody's becoming an author, somebody's becoming a poet, somebody's becoming, you know, an artist. So why do you think this is happening?
So I think if somebody, like when you continue to work for the period of time, one of the things which drives you to work is money. And let's be clear, the money was the main reason when I continued. My kids were so, you know, you don't want to leave your kid at 3 months and 4 months and go to work. But who will pay the rent? You know, who will get food on the table? You know what I mean to say? I mean, two salaries, meager salaries, and you're trying to work your way. So I think the mid crisis or the time when people, when they reach at a stage of life where there is enough money, and you know, money is never enough. So I don't know what is enough money, but you are happy with what you have. People are moving to do more things. And I think it's a great thing, you know. I mean, why should you continue to keep chasing money when you have so many other interests to follow? Hmm. And I think a lot of credit goes to men for at least, I mean, a spouse, who there can be a lot of men also giving up and their wives are continuing to work. So yeah. I think credit goes to the spouses who allow their other halves to do follow the passion and the dream they want to follow. Hmm. So I think it's and in our times there used to be only one. I mean, our parents' time there was one person working, not necessarily your mother was working or not.
Yeah,
and the money was very little, you know. And now all of a sudden, fortunately, many of us are leading a good life. And can also follow our passion. So I think that must be, and nobody's judging you any longer. At that time, I remember when I quit City, my mom went into depression. My in-laws couldn't understand, what am I doing? How can anybody leave a banking job? There was a total confusion in the family that what happened, why is she quitting? So and it was a tough decision. It was a tough decision on my part to do that. And I give a lot of credit to your spouse who stood by you. And we all earn big money, you know. We all these days men and women are earning similar kind of salaries. So it's one salary going away is a lot.
Of course, definitely.
I think these spouses who are playing that role of supporting.
I think that financial, the comfort that you have enough money, then you're discovering your passion also, in the sense that you feel, okay, now I can do it. And the fact that your spouse is supportive enough to, you know, in a way let you do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so any piece of advice that you would like to give to young girls, you know, who are on the threshold of starting out, maybe in terms of their careers or married life or living in or whatever they're trying to do, what would you suggest? What are some of the important things which a young girl should keep in mind?
So I always believe there are no rules for anybody to follow. If you and I said this to all the young ones who used to work with us, younger colleagues who used to work with us, is that you have to decide what you are chasing. If it is career and only career, then just do it. Who cares? Just do it. Why do you have? I mean, if you don't want to have kids, don't have kids. You know, whatever you want to do, you do. These are decisions each one has to take for themselves, and you have to follow it. Nobody can help you with deciding for you, and that's how I feel. If I were to turn around and say, do a mix of, you should have a balanced life, you should have kids, and you should take a break in your career and all, somebody would turn around and say, she's a stupid lady. And why not? I mean, why would you leave your, I left it in the peak of my career. Why would you do it? That's when you make money. Why did I leave at that time? Stupidity. But that's a choice I made.
Yes.
So I feel the only two things which I tell anybody and everybody, that it's your life. Do what you want to do. You can do everything what you do. Basically, you need two things to do whatever you want to do. One is an attitude, another is an integrity. Rest all will all follow. You learn everything. You put your head to it, mind to it, you will learn. But nobody can teach you an attitude and integrity. And that something is, it's something which, you, it's a value system. And if I were to tell anybody, I just say this to them.
So when you say attitude, what do you mean by that?
So what I mean to say is that attitude in terms of whatever the work you take up. If you want to deal with the situation, it is how you will deal with the situation. You can have it in a negative way or in a positive way, or accepting of the situation. And able to wanting to do it. I mean, you know, most of the people are cynical. They don't want to take up. I find it very difficult to deal with when people turn around and say, "Kuch nahi hoga, nothing will change. Meko nahi karna. Why should we do it?" Now it's all about, if you don't want to do it, then nobody is going to come and do it for you. You know, if I don't want to keep my house clean, nobody is going to come and clean it for you. You know, you want to keep your place outside clean, don't do it, you know. So I think it's how you deal with the situation. So I always had a great attitude to life or to situations and accepted whatever came my way. And that helped me to grow and helped me to deal with the situations, whatever the situation came into my life. And of course, integrity is a system nobody can teach you. It is a value system which we are come with. And for me, integrity is not just money. Integrity is everything. Integrity is small things like not taking favors, small things we have 150 Malis. I'm struggling for a Mali to come and do some work. I will never allow anybody from IIM Gurgaon to come to my house to do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, or take anything from IIM from there to come in. And this is an integrity issue. Who will mind to come and do something, some work, and with 150 Malis you have?
Yeah.
But that's also an integrity. So for me, everything, a small, minutest of thing is also integrity. You know, like,
yeah,
can't misuse the power or something. And I mean, misuse the power is also an integrity issue.
Of course. So but for girls, I mean, you think, they say that financial independence, emotional independence is a must. You should be independent. So how?
100%. I think so many girls walk up to me and, you know, they look at my story. Oh, she's running an NGO. Look at how she's doing it and all. And I keep telling them, these young ones, our friends, children and all, don't look at me. I quit at 43, 44. You can't look at me. I had earned money. I had built, you know, there is a bank balance in the account. You can't look at me. You got to look at your situation. Are you ready to live with less money? An NGO will never pay you the money you have in corporate world. Absolutely. So these are choices you have to make. There are a lot of kids who are saying, I want to work on social impact. And I keep saying, I said, please work on social impact. But are you ready to live with less money? Are you ready to let go of the kind of lifestyle you have in your life? You know, so you got to decide. So financial independence is must. There is no two ways about it. I do not understand women not working. I cannot understand why should they not be as independent as men. Hmm. And why is it that they need to do anything less than men? So wo to mujhe samajh aata hi nahi hai. So I personally have always gone with everybody and anybody. You have to have your own money. There is no husband money. You have to have your own money.
True.
Yeah.
So can a woman have it all?
Can a woman have it all? Yes and no. I feel being a woman is also very... I feel lucky to be a woman. I had the option of giving up working. Can you imagine, my husband's working like a... I also work, but that's a different kind of work. I'm calling a passion. But he has to worry about earning, you know. So I think it's good to be a woman where you're getting possibility of not working when you didn't want to work. And it is a tough life because you have to do a lot of balancing. You have to do a lot of balancing of home, work, family. And they say, they all say that as a woman who is a very important part of a society.
Yeah.
And a good woman will keep the families together. You know, wherever a woman is strong and feels strongly about the family, those families stay together. If you look at Ramayana, Mahabharata, whatever, everywhere, it's always it's a woman who kind of can keep the families together.
Holds everyone
they
together.
They are the glue, and they are the glue not just for their own immediate family, but the families around them. You know, it's your siblings, it's your everybody. It's a larger family, larger set of people.
So basically,
so
she
didn't have it all. They don't have it all, but it's okay. It's not such a bad life.
So you can have as much as you want. Maybe not all in, so all maybe from my perspective, I may feel that I have it all in my life, which may not be, someone else looking into my life may say that I don't. But so when I say have it all, what I mean is that she has whatever she wants to have. So that is what.
Yes and no, because when you don't have money, your own money. So I can have it all, but I don't have my own money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a working woman, you'll understand that.
Yes.
Your own money is your own money.
Of course.
You know, definitely. Whatever.
Yeah.
So you give up this, so you give up a lot more. You give up you give up your financial independence.
Yeah, that's
so fine. These are choices you make, and if you're happy with it, there's nothing wrong with it. So I don't regret even a single day that I quit City. And every day I'm grateful for what I'm doing. How many people can do what we are in IIM Gurgaon getting the chance to do? We are defining cities, we are defining projects, we are if you have to make you have to build a house, your husband and you will fight all day long. You know what I mean to say? That we'll have different views. Here, government is allowing us to work on a project without interfering.
That's huge.
That's huge. A corporate doesn't interfere. They allow you the liberty of working on on a project. So I think, I'm happy that, and I think I can say it with the utmost honesty that one has done what is right for the city.
Yeah.
And I said this end of the day, every day when I walked out of the office, whether people liked you or disliked you, that I did everything what was right by the city, by the organization I'm working for. There are a lot of people don't like you because you are saying things which they don't want to hear, which is fine.
So yes, as long as you make the choices that you want to make, nobody else is making them for you, I think yes, then maybe yeah.
Thank you, Latika, for this wonderful and engaging interaction. You're indeed a role model for so many of us. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you liked it, do rate it and follow us on Spotify. And stay tuned for some more inspiring stories of women trailblazers.